I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Agrible. Hey, good afternoon to you, Eric. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You know, I saw on Twitter, and I was thinking about this. I think this is right, that they really like the idea that there were a whole bunch of clouds around, and it has been a cloudy spring so far, because and the reason they were mentioning it was because the sunsets are so dang beautiful. But I'm wondering if that has any other impact.
Yeah, you know, I mapped this out earlier this week and also threw it up on Twitter too, because I found it quite interesting that much of the central and western corn belt, so basically from Illinois clear over to South Dakota and then down to Nebraska, and of course that includes Iowa, we had a very cloudy May. In fact, one of the cloudiest on record coming out of parts of eastern Nebraska and southeastern South Dakota. And with that, you know, this crop has not been able to get too much heat on it, even though it's been warm as of late. And without the strong sunshine, it's really not shot up like I think we would have expected it to. So that's been a major factor driving our spring weather, some locally heavy rains, and then also this, you know, abundance of clouds.
Any pattern change that'll take those away?
Well, you know, that's part of the bigger issue we're trying to decide right now, because the pattern is changing. And I'll tell you, recently, the pattern we've been in has given us some locally extremely heavy rainfall amounts. In fact, right here around central Illinois, we had some spots that were completely missed. Can you believe it? By those thunderstorms the other day, and some places that got up to 6 inches of rainfall in a 24-hour time period. Well, the pattern change that's happening is going to be west first. So after having about 8 days of triple-digit heat in the Central Valley of California, they're going to be seeing temperatures drop off into the 70s. And as that heat migrates across the central plains of the United States, and it's going to get us, we're still got about 5 more days or so of these above-average temperatures. Well, middle of the week next week, cold front sweeps through, cools us off for, a lot of the middle part of the month of June here. So the heat that's on now, it doesn't continue, which honestly is a good thing. We don't want it to just get stuck and never go away. So, yep, we do have a pattern break coming here once we get in the middle of next week.
How, if at all, does Cristobal fit into that puzzle?
Well, it fits nicely into the puzzle. The front that's going to sweep through middle of next week is actually going to grab what is left of Cristobal and take it right on through Illinois and then over to the eastern Corn Belt. So Cristobal right now is back to tropical depression status, and that's simply because it just hasn't left the Yucatan Peninsula. But once it gets back into the Gulf of Mexico over the beginning of this weekend, it will certainly strengthen. It's going to hit Louisiana probably as a stronger tropical storm, so probably not at this point. No one's forecasting it to hit hurricane strength, but it doesn't matter. It's going to be bringing in 3 to 5 inches of rainfall, with local amounts getting as high as 10 inches right there along the Gulf Coast. Comes right through the Delta, goes through Arkansas, Missouri, and then it's Illinois. So we could expect midweek next week some pretty locally heavy rains from this again, which is going to continue what's already been a very wet spring, although it's still pales in comparison to 2019 in most locations.
We're not very far from the official start of summer on the 21st day of this month. Have there been any new model runs that give us an indication of what it will look like?
Yeah, well, it's good that that this particular Friday lines up with the timing when we get the brand new long range updates from the European model. So they just came out. And honestly, the model right now for us has got us on a kind of a hot and wet summer. It's not right now showing me any indications of extreme heat, but it's keeping the temperatures up, but it's keeping the moisture going. And so if we continue to have kind of a hot and wet summer, the concerns I have, of course, are going to be issues with, you know, fungal pressures and things like that. And then, of course, having some ponding in some fields if we continue on this wet pattern. You know, I'm talking July into August. But also, what does that mean in terms of overnight temperatures, and how could that possibly impact, you know, the health of the crop and eventually what its total yield is going to be? So hot and wet is certainly better than me saying hot and dry, but, you know, each year presents its own weather challenges, and that's what we're looking at right now for the rest of the summer.
Any opportunity for regional droughts? I saw, you know, a flicker of drought that was coming out of the West at one point earlier in the year.
Yes and no. Some of that's been squashed recently by some very heavy rainfall. So we've kind of beat back the drought that was expanding out of the four corner states and didn't let it really get across the central plains as we moved into June, which is good. We don't want to see that. But with any summer pattern, what I get to worry about now is the flash drought situations, where all of a sudden we get a series of days that are hot and dry, and we just drain the moisture out of the top 4 inches of the soil there. And then it becomes an issue that if we don't have that moisture in place, that we could start to see some problems. So that's what I'm most concerned about for this summer is regional flash drought and some short duration heat. So yes, I think we all need to be watching that. And I'm going to tell you something, the drought monitor doesn't, it's not even designed to capture that. That's something that happens not on the timescales that the drought monitor is designed to measure.
Turn your attention elsewhere on the planet. An update from the Black Sea area, please.
Yeah, so Black Sea area had the same problem that much of the Corn Belt had this May, which was it was cool at times and very cloudy. So they also have had kind of a slow start to the season. Now, the difference there is the next 2 weeks is looking to go over hot and dry. And given the fact that they did not go into their spring with an abundant amount of surface and then subsurface soil moisture, many of us are starting to worry about the potential for more widespread drought to develop, especially in places like Ukraine. So we've got to keep our eye there because there could be some issues with supply of grain coming out of the Black Sea region.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
You have a great weekend. That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Nutrien Ag Solutions.